Good day and welcome to the Cacao Podcast for Racial Justice Sunday. We are really thrilled to have with us today the Reverend Polly Faulkner. Polly is Racial Justice Advisor for the Diocese of Oxford and also advises on racial justice nationally. Polly, it's an honor to have you here.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to start with the kind of fundamental question that is at the center of how we respond as Christians to everything that we encounter. And that is, where is God in this? Where is God in the quest for racial justice?
The way that I see it is that God is our foundation. The scriptures are very clear that we are all part of the body of Christ, regardless of who we are, where our background is, what status we have in society. And Leviticus 19 tells us to treat the foreigner as native born and love them as we love ourselves. I think that is fundamental guidance. That guidance is provided by the Word of God and therefore is our foundation and should underpin all types of social justice.
Thank you for that. A really powerful reminder. When we look at the world and see it as it is with sin and brokenness within it, what do you see as some of the key issues today in the quest for racial justice?
I think the key issue is not just local and national, but international. I think we're all aware that when people are in pain, they often behave in ways that are not necessarily acceptable to us. And so at the moment, when we look at society, there is a lot of struggles with poverty, housing, all sorts of financial and social issues. And therefore, people are in pain. And sometimes the way they demonstrate that pain is by blaming people who are not like them. I think that as Christians, we have to be compassionate and recognize that pain and acknowledge that that is where people are coming from. Because if we don't, then we don't respond in an appropriate way. We don't respond in a Christ-like way. There's a lot of pain around. We're currently seeing, for example, national flags reclaiming the country. But within that, we have a situation where, for example, my children, who are born and grew up in the UK, would say that these are their flags too. They don't display anger, but they do acknowledge that people are coming from a place of pain. So as Christians, we need to acknowledge that pain and reflect on the best way to respond to it.
Thank you, Polly. And as we ponder how we're going to respond and we look at what's going on, is there hope?
There is always hope in God. And we are taught as Christians that everlasting life is the ultimate hope, moving on to a better place after this life. But as Christians, our hope is always, always in God, which means that we feel often safer than other people. And it is our duty to provide some of that hope to those that we're not familiar with, those that we might not be comfortable with, but those that we have a duty to embrace. And just as Jesus spent his time with those on the edge of society and with those that other people felt that he shouldn't be spending his time with, we should be Christ-like and do exactly as he did, to reach out to those on the margins of society, to acknowledge those in pain, to demonstrate God's love in the way that we greet people, in the way that we treat them, in the place that we meet them, so that they feel that hope that we have as Christians.
And how do we do this, Polly? How do we as Christians live by example in this Christ-like way?
Well, the first thing that we do is to learn to condemn behaviours and not individuals. It is very easy to have that human response of anger when people do the wrong thing. It is much more unusual to say, well, they did the wrong thing, but actually look at the situation they found themselves in. So if we condemn behaviours and not individuals, we have the opportunity to walk with people along a different path, to show them the hope that is there, and to demonstrate that love that we should feel for our neighbours. Racial Justice Sunday, the theme this year is Love Thy Neighbour. And it's the right theme, because if we can condemn behaviours and not individuals, if we can embrace those outside our comfort zone, if we can acknowledge the pain in our society today and say to people, no matter what, God loves you and we love you, then we provide that ultimate hope and we can guide people and take them on a better, brighter path.
Polly, as always, you are inspiring and you offer a vision that is truly Christian in its hope and in its scope. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you again for inviting me. God bless you.
God bless.